Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
So, Curtis, what are you going to be up to at the Royal Winter Fair this weekend?
Well, apart from running around and checking out the animals and looking at the incredible fruits and vegetables that all the local farmers and whatnot have sort of submitted to the competition, I'm going to be hosting a chef challenge, which is an event that is between a bunch of the five-star hotels around town. So there'll be a big cook-off, and I'll be the lucky one tasting all the food.
Fantastic. And who are some of the people taking part in that?
So we've got the Thompson Hotel, the Ritz-Carlton Hotel, and the Royal York Hotel are the three finalists. You know, we started off with the Hilton and the Templar and the Western Harbour. So a bunch of different hotels sort of entered into the competition, and these are the three finalists. So I'm expecting some incredible food, actually. I mean, Toronto's got such great restaurants and great hotels that I'm really expecting to taste some good things.
Absolutely. Now, what do you look for personally in a good meal?
Look, I think it sort of depends a little on the parameters of you know, why you're cooking it and what you're trying to showcase. And in this instance, we're trying to showcase incredible Canadian ingredients and, you know, show off some of the farmers. So I think sort of the creative use of that is really important. But, you know, the pillars of a great dish for me are always flavour, texture, and temperature. You know, so it sounds really simple, but if you can get something that tastes great, it's hot or cold, depending on how you're serving it, and it's got some nice crunch and sort of velvetiness to it, then, you know, you're a long way there.
Sounds great. Now, you're always for making things simple in the kitchen. And is that your main focus now, to sort of show people that really you can cook, you can do it?
Look, I think in the food industry, we've probably got a little carried away with ourselves for a while. And, you know, you end up using decent ingredients and trying to do something incredible with it. But really, if you start off with incredible ingredients and treat it pretty simply, then you let those ingredients and those flavors sort of speak for themselves, and you can really create incredible dishes very simply. So, you know, I think Mother Nature's done a great job of putting the certain fruits and vegetables into the seasons that, you know, they belong. And oysters, for instance, are in right now. We're going to have an oyster shucking competition at the show tomorrow. So, yeah, it's there's all sorts of things you can do that don't take, you know, crazy amounts of time or skill.
Absolutely. And there's a real movement, of course, to eating local, eating fresh. Has that been an important part of your work recently?
Absolutely, yep. Local food is always, you know, on the top of my priority list. I mean, you're supporting the local farmers and you're supporting the local communities when you do purchase local food. And you're also, you know, probably meaning you're helping out the environment, because the food hasn't had to travel so far. You're probably buying things that are more in season, of course, because they're local, which means that, you know, you're buying them cheaper, so you've got more money to spend on other things like expensive wine or some fancier ingredients. And, you know, it's a great way to cook, and it's something that the community's really embraced, which is awesome.
Fantastic. Now, as a new father, has that influenced the way you cook at all?
Well, you know what? It sure has in many ways. I mean, my little boy, he's just had his first birthday. And he's the first person to spit my food out, I've got to tell you, which is very humbling as the cook of the house. But you know what? You sort of talk about get back to basics. You're literally just taking ingredients, fruits and vegetables, and pureeing them. So, you know, cooking them just to the point where you can puree them, but not cooking all of the nutrients out of it. And, you know, just sort of trying to, you know, because you don't get the luxury of using salt and sugar and, you know, really intense spices. You've got to keep it pretty mild for them. So you've got to get a bit more creative with the combinations of vegetables that you give him. And, you know, it's really interesting watching him learn and taste and discover for the very first time. So I've really enjoyed it.
Fantastic. And congratulations on your engagement as well.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm a lucky man.
And what are you focusing on now, career-wise?
A little bit of everything, to be honest. We've, you know, of course, got the TV shows, Top Chef Masters and Around the World in 80 Plates that I'm racing around filming. I've just finished my next cookbook. So those sort of usual media bits and pieces, and, you know, supporting local, you know, healthy cooking wherever I possibly can. So, you know, still doing a lot of travel. I go back to Australia a little bit. I'm up here in Canada occasionally and traveling around America, of course. We've got a project that we've been working on for quite a while, which is a restaurant that hopefully will launch early next year down in Los Angeles. So that's sort of a big priority for me. I want to sort of develop that test kitchen and eventually sort of turn it into a restaurant that people can come and eat. I've never had a restaurant in America, so it's time to do it.
Wow, sounds exciting. I look forward to that one for sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, who were some of your influences? Why did you get into being a chef? Was there something that really inspired you early on?
You know what? I've been asked this question for a number of years, and I've probably given different answers over the years. But it's sort of, you know, to be honest, the more I think about it, the more I think the real influence on me was food. You know, it wasn't necessarily a person or a cook. It was the fact that I just love to eat. I've always loved to eat, and I've... you know, I get so excited about food, and I used to when I was a little kid. You know, my first real experience with food that I can remember was sitting on the kitchen bench at the age of 3 and a half, and I had a block of butter that I'd taken out of the fridge and some raisins, and I was running the raisins down this stick of butter and sticking them straight in my mouth, and my mum walked into the kitchen and said, "What on earth are you doing?" You know, and she was, of course, not impressed with my, you know, dietary choice. But I can remember just thinking about that salty flavor of the butter with the sweetness of the raisins. And I've always just loved that idea of combining ingredients. And I love going to restaurants. I love it when other people cook. I love cooking for others, you know, and it's something that's never left me. And I feel really lucky. I get out of bed every morning and look forward to doing what I do.
Wow. So you were born with a chef's palate.
Well, I was just born as a greedy kid, I think, like a lot of us. But, you know, I carried on with it. You know, I'm still the same way. I'm lucky enough to have my dreams come true through television and books and stuff, because I literally get to, you know, like I said, eat other people's food. I get to eat my own food. I get to cook and experiment in kitchens. And it's such a simple part of life, eating, but it's a pretty enjoyable one.
For sure. And any tips for people at home? Do you find that there's maybe one common mistake that people make when they're cooking at home? Or do you have any little tip that just would make dinner a little more interesting for the common person?
Do you know what? I think the simpler you start out, the better it is. And dinner can be, you know, what are we now? We're in the thick of fall. There's beautiful fall ingredients around. And you just pick an ingredient that you want to cook with. And it can be some carrots. You know, and you get your hands on some nice carrots and you roast them with some thyme and some honey, and, you know, you cook these beautiful carrots, and then you serve them with a chicken breast, or you serve them with some lamb chops, and you just take two key ingredients and start there. You know, don't go through the recipe books and pull out a recipe that's got 20 ingredients and 5 different, you know, cooking techniques in it. Start off really, really simply, and then the next time you do that dish, you might think to yourself, well, I'll saute some spinach and some garlic with it as well, you know, so I'll bring in an extra component. And once you start off really slowly, what happens is you find your repertoire quickly broadens. You know, you don't put on a pair of skis for the first time and head for the triple diamond black run. And that's what happens sometimes to people when they cook. They think, okay, I'm going to give it a go. So they go and grab a recipe book and they're trying to cook a dish from a Michelin-starred restaurant, which is not the easiest thing in the world to do, you know, so... Start off slowly, be kind to yourself, and then eventually, you know, your technique will grow.
Great advice. Keep it simple, stupid, right?
Exactly.
Curtis, great speaking with you, and have fun tomorrow at the Royal Winter Fair.
Thank you so much. You come down and see us. We're going to have a ball. It's going to be a lot of fun.
All righty. Thanks so much.
Lovely talking to you. Thanks again.
Lovely speaking to you.
Bye now.